I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri's Cape Girardeau Research Center, and this is Tales from Days Gone By. One of the first American settlements in the St. Genevieve District was at a cluster of land grants on the west side of Rivière Grande, or Big River, in present-day St. Francis County. The vanguard of settlers arrived in 1796, including John, Thomas, and William Alley, John Andrews, Abraham and Andrew Baker, Francis Starnader, and Henry Paget, a.k.a. Henry Fry. Abraham Baker and Thomas Alley discovered ore deposits at the time of their settlement and opened the mines known as Alley's Mines nearby. The community lay roughly on a line between Potosi and St. Genevieve. The settlement finally received a name in 1823 when Thomas George and his son-in-law William Evans purchased 2 acres from John Baker to build a gristmill. The mill was the nucleus for a growing community. Farmers from a region extending beyond Farmington brought grain to what was the only large mill in the county for some years. The mill sat in the center of the river channel on 4 tall square cribs, 16 feet on either side at the base and tapering to 6 feet square at the top. Prime cedar logs comprised the cribs, and stone filled the center. The new village of Big River Mills opened a post office in 1825. George operated the mill until nearly his death in 1840 when he sold it to Stephen and John Tyler. The new owners named it Tyler Mill. Demand for mills stimulated construction of 5 more mills in nearby stretches of Big River as well. Local folklore remembers Big River Mills for an event that is supposed to have happened in 1796. The story, as recounted in 1890 by historian Furman Rozier, is that Henry Paget, or Fry, contracted to marry a sister of Aaron Baker. Roman Catholicism was the only religion allowed in Upper Louisiana, so the couple needed to travel to St. Genevieve to be legally married. Family members and friends set out with the couple to celebrate the wedding, and Fry loaded pelts and other items for sale in St. Genevieve in a wagon. Upon arriving in an open prairie near Terre Bleue Creek, 9 miles north of present-day Farmington, they encountered a band of Osage. The band followed the wedding party and confiscated their horses, guns, and Fry's furs and peltries. Even worse, the Osage stripped the party of their clothing and, in the language of the day, quote, reducing them to the condition of our first parents in the Garden of Eden, unquote. A later addition to the story is that Fry managed to reach a cabin on the outskirts of St. Genevieve and get some loan clothing so the rest of the party could be decent. Paget lived until past 1860 and was purported to be well over 100 years old, although he was more likely no more than 90. A telling of the story by a local politician in 1876 purportedly came directly from Paget. Big River Mills persisted throughout much of the 19th century. During the Civil War, rebels ground grain at the mill, and local Confederates used it as a meeting place. Big River Mills gradually lost population. The railroad bypassed it, and in 1889, its post office closed. The Tyler Mill continued operating into the 1880s, and the owner sold the mill and land in 1899. A newspaper account in 1891 described the latter days of the mill and community. Quote, the silence of desertion is within its walls, and the disintegration of decay is on the once prosperous hamlet. I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri. For more tales from days gone by, visit krcu.org.